Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Smarts List. And no, I'm sorry, this is not Chris Fleming. He cannot be here tonight, so I'm going to take his place. And I being Miss Rainey Newman, and I hope this show goes really well because this is my first time hosting. And I want to thank Chris, and I want to thank Artrell for giving me the opportunity to do this tonight. It may be a one-time thing, but I hope not. So let's just see how this goes tonight. Before I get into the raw results and everything else, I just want to say to Chris, I hope your grandmother's doing good. My prayers are with her and with you and with the rest of your family through this time. And I hope you enjoy your wrestling show tonight. I saw online that you met King Jerry Lawler, so that was pretty cool. Let's see. The WWE, some of the superstars are in Japan. And I hope they have a safe trip back to the States whenever they come back. I think they're coming back maybe this weekend since they're having Raw back in the States. So, yeah. And before I get to the results from this past Monday, I just wanted to go over some wrestling events that may be happening where you're living at. I'm not too sure how many fans that's listening in is from the Galveston area or the Houston area or, you know, close around, but the Coastal Wrestling Federation will be having a convention super show starting at 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. this coming Saturday. And you can meet Scott Hall, Jinder Mahal, X-Pac, and many more there. And you can go online at, where is it now? At the Clutch, hold on, where did I put it? I'm sorry. ClutchCityProductions.com, and you can find out the time and more information there, and you can find out who all you can meet, and there's only going to be like 100 tickets that's going to be sold, so you need to get them fast if you're going to be there this coming Saturday. Let's see. And then the Coastal Mania 6 will be at 6 o'clock. And like I said, Scott Hall will make an appearance and so many more. And also, August the 9th in Orlando, Florida, the USA Pro Wrestling will be having the Lord of the Rings event at the National Guard Armory. And that starts at 7 o'clock, and that would include the former WWE superstar, Matt Stryker, Tom Coe with Snake Master Jeff. You better watch out for those two. the Almighty Sheik, Jesse Neal, and many more. And you can go online at usaprowrestling.com for the tickets. And tonight on NXT, there was like, it was a good wrestling event there. I didn't watch all of it, but I know that Summer is the number one contender for the NXT Diva Championship. And she's going to be going up against Summer Rae will be going up against Charlotte for the title. Summer was against Bayley, Summer officially won, if she's going to be going up against Charlotte. So that's that. And the main event was Sami Zayn and Adrian Neville versus Tyson Kidd and Justin Gabriel. That match was going really well. And at the end of it, it was like Tyson knocked off Natalya from the apron side since she's coming out with him, you know. And so that kind of made everything go the opposite because Sammy and Adrian was kind of getting the win over them. But since that happened, that was a distraction. And therefore, Tyson took advantage of that, and Tyson and Justin Gabriel won the match. In between there, they had some more matches, but I really didn't, you know, pay attention to it. So let's go on the Raw results, shall we? They were in Montreal, Canada. And first of all, Roman came down to the ring and saying that he had a target on his back. Well, of course he's going to have a target on his back, since, you know, he's going to be one of the four that's going to be for the title come, you know, summer, come the next pay-per-view. And he dared the authority to take their best shot at him. And when Kane came out, Roman had some words for the devil's favorite demon. Well, that didn't go over too well with Kane, so he went into the ring to attack, trying to beat down Roman, of course. Kane got the short end, and some of the officials, including Finley, came down to the ring to, you know, pull them apart. That wasn't very good for Finley because Finley got feared. and then Roman Superman punched Kane off the apron. And before the night ended on Raw, it showed that Roman is going to have a match against Rusev come Friday night. So that's going to be a pretty good, you know, hopefully, if they, you know, plan it out right, it's going to be a really good match. Because, you know, lately, Rusev has been going, you know, against people that, you know, he could beat. I mean, last week, didn't he, like, fight Zack Ryder? Like, okay. Yeah, sometimes they have to give, you know, Zach something to do in the company, so why don't they just give him the big man? So, yeah, that's what they did anyway. So I think the match come Friday is going to be really good. And the next one was Nikki Bella versus Alicia Fox. That match didn't happen because it was over before it even started. Like, it was, yeah. I didn't watch that match. Michael Cole was like, the authority put her up to this. Well, of course. I mean, seriously? Like, Brie Bella was the one that slapped Stephanie, so who are they going to take it out on? You know, Nikki. So, yeah. And I'm not too sure about that rumor that Brie is going to have a match, I think they said SummerSlam, with Stephanie, because if she's rumored to be pregnant, then how is she going to get in the ring to fight? I think that's what I said last week. But who knows? I mean, if Brie is pregnant, then, you know, congratulations to her, but there's not a actually word yet that, you know, she's pregnant. So, yeah. The next match, I'm not going in order because I didn't, you know, the notes that I wrote down, I didn't put them in order. So, The next match that I put down was Alberto Del Rio and Dolph Ziggler to become the number one contender for the U.S. Championship. Fandango was on commentary, and he was being all distracting and dancing on the table, and JBL was like, stop, stop, what are you dancing in front of me for, and all that. It was like, okay. And that distracted Ziggler, so therefore Del Rio took the opportunity to get the victory over him. And that match for the U.S. Championship was the next night on Main Event, where Sheamus retained the title, but I'll get that later on. And then the next match that I have down is the Randy Orton versus the Dean Ambrose match. That was a pretty good match. I enjoyed it, but I might be biased because Chris says that, you know, I'm all hooked up on, you know, Randy Orton, which I'm not, but whatever. Anyways, while it looked to be Ambrose getting the best of Orton, Orton got down and dirty to even it out. I mean, yeah, Randy's going to get in there and do whatever he can to win. So going to work on Ambrose's hurt shoulder that was injured at the last pay-per-view, Money in the Bank. But then Ambrose got the control back over whenever he locked Randy Orton in the four-figured leg lock. I'm sorry. I can't read my writing. When Ambrose went out of the ring to throw every chair he could find, Orton gained the control back over. And once more, hitting the injured shoulder, of course, which then went into giving Dean a RKO to win the match. So, yeah, that was a pretty good match, back and forth. Let's see. The Usos fought the Wyatts, Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. That was a good match. I didn't write anything down because I don't know why, but I didn't. And Bret the Hitman Hart was the guest on Monday Night Raw. And it was good to see him back, you know, back out in the ring and stuff like that. And he came to the ring and said it was great to be back in Canada. And he was interrupted by Damian Sandow coming to the ring, dressed as the Hall of Famer, Bret Hart. Sandhart was his name, Damian Sandow. He was running his mouth, and then Bret Hart punched him in the jaw. That was, like, awesome. I was like, thank you. Because, you know, yeah, I know, Damian Sandow is, like, funny coming out every week, you know, dressing up as characters or dressing up as whoever. And then the next night on Main Event, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but never mind. I'll get that to later. The next one that I wrote down that was a really good match was Miz versus Jericho, Chris Jericho. This is funny because it's like the Miz is trying to be like Cody Rhodes back and before Cody wore that, you know, mask and saying, don't mess up my face. That's how I see this whole Miz thing going. Like, don't touch my face. Okay. Like, I like Miz to a certain extent, but right now I don't want to say that he's like Bo Dallas because The Miz is not as annoying as Bo Dallas is, but yeah. Miz is running his mouth saying not to hit his moneymaker face. And Jericho did just that. I mean, okay. That's like, for me, saying, don't hit me. And just because I said don't hit me, you're going to hit me anyways. Okay? Like, never mind. Jericho did just that and made a point to go after the face of the awesome one. Punching and slamming it into the mat. Even though Miz rebounded to lock the figure four leg lock, Jericho threw the awesome one off the game with a one final shot to the face and the walls of Jericho for a tap out victory. Yeah. And then while the celebration was cut short because Bray Wyatt appeared on the ramp in the direction of Jericho. Jericho was in the ring talking to Bray and things like that, and Jericho made a move to make Wyatt eat his words, but the appearance of Harper and Rowan at Bray's side, of course, I mean, they're like his bodyguards, stopped Jericho in his tracks. I feel like this feud with Bray Wyatt versus Jericho is going to be a really, really good, you know, a good one. I heard the last match that Jericho is going to have with Bray is at Night of Champions. I'm not too sure, so don't, you know, quote me on that, but it would be kind of awesome if, you know, if it lasted all the way through there. Jericho does, you know, such great things to work over, you know, these up-and-coming talents. He did the same with, you know, Fandango last year. So, yeah, I'm really glad that Jericho's back in the ring and going to be there for, I heard, at least for a while. Let's see. The main event was Seth Rollins versus John Cena. Well, that match is pretty good. People were saying, though, John Cena had to get help. That's what they've been saying for the last couple of times, you know, whenever Seth is going to cash in the Money in the Bank briefcase on John, and, you know, Roman was coming out to help him. And everyone's like, oh, so the Superman John Cena needs saving now, huh? I'm like, shut up. But, yeah. Anyways, where was I? Seth broke out into the big moves toward Cena, springing chin lock, Cena connected with a five knuckle shuffle, even though Rollins escaped the attitude adjustment, Cena locked in the STL and stranded Rollins in the ring. And then all hell broke loose, which was like really awesome then. Kane made his way out to distract John. And then Orton then slithered in from behind to help batter Cena. Like, you know, like he always does. I mean, he just, you know, gets behind and everything. And Roman then arrived to fend off the authority. And Rollins attempted to, once to cash in once again, like he did last week. And then he was attacked by Dean Ambrose. Of course. I mean, yeah. The night ended with Rollins, with Reigns making a save towards Cena. And Orton made a went for a final strike. When Orton went for a final strike. And then it ended with Reigns and Cena making a show of respect between the two of them. But it's all going to be, you know, out the window, come battleground, you know, whenever they're against each other, because, you know, because, well, they might, you know, help each other, you know, get Kane and Randy out, of course, and then they'll, you know, leave the two of them, and that'll be a really good match, you know, with all four, but if it comes down to, you know, Cena versus Reigns, then, you know, it's going to be a good match between the two. And what was I going to say between that? Crap. I forgot what I was going to say after I did that. But this whole Raw last Monday, it was a good one, too. You know, I wouldn't say that it was, you know, it was the best Raw, but it was good. It was up there. And here comes the main event on Tuesday night. Like I said, Sheamus defeated Del Rio in a title match, being a last man standing. And then I heard that on July the 20th at Battleground, Sheamus has a chance to unify the U.S. and Intercontinental Champion title when he competes in the Battle Royal for the IC Championship. Well, in my opinion, it's okay, I guess, if that's, you know, what they're going to do. So, yeah. Where was it going now? Oh, yeah. And then the next thing that happened, Chris Jericho kicked off the first ever highlight reel on the WWE Network. And by the way, WWE Network is free for the rest of this week for the, you know, the free trial. So just go over to, you know, WWENetwork.com. And I think what Chris said, all you had to do was put in your email and you can get the WWE Network for free until midnight Monday night. So that's a good thing. I love my WWE Network. I mean, I watch NXT on that. I watch the main event. I watch the pre-show for Raw and post-show. I mean, it's awesome. And it's only $9.99 a month. So, go for it. Anyways, Chris Jericho has a highlight reel on the NXT, I mean, not NXT, blah, I'm sorry, the main event, and he welcomed the Hall of Famer, Bret the Hitman Hart. Jericho credited for helping launch his career. After Bret Hart talked about, you know, his past opponents, here comes Damian Sandow again. And who is he dressed up this time as? Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid. But Sandow didn't last long, thanks to a punch by Hart, and followed by a painful sharpshooter. So that's the wrestling news for this week. Oh, and then I heard things saying about Natalya going to get sued or some shit like that. I mean, seriously, please just shut up. I don't know how true it is. Everywhere I see it, you know, a prisoner trying to sue Natalya and bullshit like that. So, yeah. So I'm like, whatever. Chris usually talks some about the music industry, since, you know, he's all in music and things. So I'm going to try. I found some music news this week. Garth Brooks, if you listen to, you know, country music, if you know who that is, he announces a new album and a new tour that he's going to be doing. So that's pretty awesome. I like Garth Brooks. I'm raised in the country, and, you know, in sticky East Texas here, it's like, right now, it's probably like 85 degrees here, and it's really sticky and hot, and yeah, I know. I gripe about being cold. I gripe about being hot. I just want comfortable, warm weather. Like, is that so hard to ask? And get rid of these damn mosquitoes. I hate these mosquitoes. Anyways, going to finish up here by doing the music news. So, yeah, Garth Brooks is going back, you know, on tour. And so, yeah, maybe I'll catch him one day. And, oh, my goodness, if you haven't watched Maroon 5's single Map video, you will not be disappointed. I love that video. I've been watching that video almost every single day now, thanks to Chris. I have to credit him something. And yeah, and Chris, you would be so proud of me. I did not call Maroon 5 Adam Levine. That's a joke between me and him, because he's always saying that I don't know the band, but I know it's just not, you know, Adam Levine, because of course you have to have, you know, band members to have a group. I mean, yeah. Anyways, you will not be disappointed. So go watch that video. It's called Maps by Maroon 5. And Maroon 5 will be in Colorado Springs Sunday, August the 10th. And I think that's going to be the first kickoff of their tour. I can't say that word, but yeah. Thanks to my accent, but yeah. And also, Chris, I hear Daughtry's coming in Memphis soon, like in the next 3 to 4 days or something. Anyways, Daughtry's next stop will be July the 11th and 12th. July the 11th, he will be in Atlanta, Georgia, and July the 12th, he will be in Memphis. So, Chris, whenever you go see your buddies, you better tell them hi for me. Yeah, Junebug. So that's all the things that I have written down here that I made notes of. And I would just like to say thank you for the opportunity again, and thank you for listening to the show, The Smarts List, here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to follow me, you can go on Facebook.com, look up Rainey Newman. And I'll be happy to, you know, add you, and we'll talk about wrestling or things like that. So thank you again for giving me the opportunity to talk to this. So I just want to say have a great rest of the night, and I hope I did this good justice. So I'm going to end this by saying good night, y'all. Bye.